Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILN.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show. You do. It's a good thing Tom Crawford was not a pro athlete. That's all I want to say. Oh, we'd be reading about him every day, and it wouldn't be for anything he did in the field of play.
I was just being honest with you.
When athletes are empowered.
We better not talk about this anymore, because it's not fair to our listeners. We're being rude to them. We're not letting
them in on the joke,
And we can't get
there are certain things we can't say. But isn't it true that most people, isn't this human nature? I mean, there are a few people who do everything right. I don't have to be one of those people. But don't most people do
about... Kirk Cousins do everything right.
Pretty close.
Because I got to stop you one second before you go on your thought. When I saw Kirk Cousins interviewing the Big Ten Network, that special, for Michigan State.
Did he have a button open or something?
No, I'm just saying he's like 21, 22, going on corporate level 36-year-old, 37-year-old, CEO type. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. I'm not saying all college kids can't be articulate and have your great communication skills, but he's a freak the way he handles himself. Yeah. Okay.
That's family upbringing. That is religion. That is a lot of influences on him that have made him different. But there aren't many Kirk Cousinses.
No, I say he's a freak.
Yeah,
he's
exactly
different.
Exactly. And I think most people do about what they can get away with. They want to know what the speed limit is. Right?
That's how fast
they drive.
How fast
can I go?
You go 10 miles below the speed limit when I'm behind you.
Or 10 over, depending on what the situation is. I never do is go the speed limit.
That's true.
They go too fast or too slow.
You're right. People are, there's temptation and, these professionals, there's that sense of entitlement we talked about.
Right.
And when that entitlement starts when they're 14 years old, 12 years old, it's hard to turn off that sense and demand of an entitlement.
What I'm saying is you'd be the same way. I'd probably be the same way. We'd find out what the rules are. How often do you have to go to class? And that changes. Really does. By the coach.
Right.
There are coaches, and you know what their goal is academically?
Eligibility.
Stay eligible.
Right.
That's
right.
All it is.
During my season.
Then there are coaches that are, we want you to do a little more than
that. We want you to graduate. Tom Izzo's one of those.
Tom Izzo's beyond that. Tom Izzo is
diplomas.
Don't miss class.
He wants diplomas.
He wants everyone to have a degree when they leave. That's the minimum. But he goes beyond that. He's at a point that a lot of coaches would not be. All right. Do we have John Freeberg with us this morning? Of course we do.
Our lead-off hitter.
You know what we're going to be talking about next Saturday?
Dick McAuliffe.
We're going to be talking about Holt Sexton. Hello, John. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Well, does it seem right to you that high school football is 6 days away?
Yeah, it seems so right.
He's looking forward to it.
You've had enough Detroit Tigers, right?
I know I'm a sick fan, but you know what? Actually, this is sad, too. I'm actually looking forward to high school soccer, too. I'm a passionate high school soccer fan. I used to coach some of the kids that play on Holt. And Holt is,
I saw they're like favored the CAAC Blue.
They're the number one team in the state in some months.
Yeah, yeah.
They have big games today, three of them.
And like I said, I'm real passionate about their high school soccer. I've been following for a lot of years. Got to coach when my son was playing earlier years. So, like I said, I enjoy going to a lot of those games. Went to the state finals last year for soccer. Followed them all through the tournament. I think Jackie had me on live one time when I was at a game in the state tournament for Holt.
Right. You were reporting from the playoff game, as I recall.
Yes.
Tom couldn't make it.
Yeah. Freeberg is the ultimate person to get to purchase the CAAC All-Athletic Pass to go to all the games.
I got to get one of those, baby.
No, he doesn't purchase it. His wife purchases it for him.
I got you.
Right?
To get him out of that.
Exactly. That's why I've been married so long.
So what else is on your mind this morning, Freeberg?
Man, football cannot come soon enough, though.
I know. When I'm wrapping myself around the exhibition games, I know that I'm starving for football.
You're watching all those NFL exhibition games, right?
It's crazy.
You know what I'm watching? More and more Big Ten greatest games.
Oh, yeah.
I watch a lot of those, too.
The Vault? Yeah.
Oh, I'm watching these games.
Oh, I am too.
Ridiculous.
Especially the
Wisconsin-Minnesota games.
The bowl era games, I'm all over them right now.
Tom turns them on. He says, all right, who's the coach? W, L.
Give me a little John Colasar, and I'll lock in for 3 hours or 2 hours.
Tom sees a Michigan Ohio State replay coming on, and he prays, please let it not be the 21st century.
Is this the year we make the pilgrimage to Crawford Indoor, Jack?
You know what? We have to organize that this year. This is the year.
No, you have to unionize. You have to make a stand. You're coming over, and you have to figure out how you're going to convince me to allow you in my house.
All right. Not only am I know I'm going to convince you. We're bringing all our listeners over, ladies and gentlemen. We're all coming in.
Got to be
think,
the
Scott?
Right game.
Strength in numbers. You like that
it
idea?
Can't be.
I've been there. I don't know about you guys. I've been there.
VIP pass. Huh. Listen to me. It can't be September 11th at 3:30, though. You guys are not allowed to be there.
We can't be there.
The mini game on the road.
Then ND game, you're not going to come over. Cause it's,
how about Minnie or somebody?
A plausible Michigan victory that won't be stressful, or you guys won't be antagonizing me. That's the kind of game I want.
All right, I have a great idea, Tom. Since you talk about too many games for Michigan, too many home games, we're going to let you give a pair of tickets away to charity, the charity of your choice, all right? And we'll have our own tailgate in your neighborhood. We'll come over, and we'll watch games at your house.
Okay, we'll think
Thanks.
About
I appreciate
Freeberg.
It, John.
Thanks, Johnny.
Right, take care, guys. Have
I think that'd be a great idea, Tom. You know, I always have these ideas for you. I think that you could pick a charity of your choice. We could have people bid a certain amount of money to your charity.
Okay.
All right? It could be the East Lansing Turf Drive. I don't care what the charity is.
Yeah.
You know, you can cure cancer or put in turf. I really
put
don't
in
care.
Turf.
Whatever
put in
it
turf
is.
Turf would be a good thing.
You can do that, and then... people will come over, and maybe we get, 25 people? The top 25 people? You have to pledge $100? Think what you do, Tom. $2,500 you'd raise on this deal.
It ain't no palace.
Oh, don't disappoint us now. Come on.
Anyway, what do we got coming up? Another open line, Jack?
No, we've got Mick McCabe coming up next. You can listen live. 1320WILS.com or give us a call, 393-3700. We'll be right back with Mick McCabe, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.